I'm going to do a quick one because a thing happened on the way to the forum, and that is the narcissist in me wants to say he deliberately did this. He deliberately did this because I was at a Dota event and he thought I couldn't get him. Nicola Nyholm stood down as CEO of Astralis. Now, obviously, I've covered Astralis a lot down the years. They are one of the most busted brands in esports. They have been on a downward trajectory for so long. They haven't qualified for, what is it, like 3-4 fucking majors like in a row, which is insane considering, you know, all of their, the era that they had, how many majors they won, how many trophies they won, how they were the benchmark for the way Counter-Strike had to be played, how they inspired generations of players to get better. You know, it's so insane what happened pretty much after like 2020 with that org. Anyway, the announcement came after what we've been covering recently, which YouTube people can see. We put another video out about it the other day, and that is that obviously they went a blast. They told a fib to get their new lineup in with Cadian. They basically lied to have the privilege of watching their new lineup get absolutely fucking destroyed, including a 13-0 on their first competitive map at Blast. They Blast handled it terribly. Now there's an ESIC investigation, and they're probably going to be penalized for it because I just don't see how they can get out of it. The lie said that one player wasn't fit. The player in his representation said that he was. Seems pretty open and fucking shut. And then, obviously, a few days later, Nicola Nyholm announces that he's standing down. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you a few things. But first, let's just look at... Hello, everyone. I'm just interrupting today's video to tell you about our sponsor, which is Incogni. Now, I'm sure many of you who are regular viewers will know that we've worked with Incogni before and they've sponsored content. But if you're new, I'm just here to tell you about what Incogni is, which is a personal data removal service. Now, I'm sure some of you will have noticed you get lots of spam emails offering you things and you're like, why is this happening? I haven't signed up to any of this. Well, that's because there are entities called data brokers on the internet, and data brokers are companies that scrape the internet to find out any personal information they can about you. They then analyze this information and sometimes sell this data to third parties such as private businesses, insurance companies, financial institutions, even sometimes the government. And then you find yourself inundated with these offers, these emails, unavoidable spam. For people in the US, this can also include what they call people search sites, which is where personal information is available on the internet for those who pay a fee, often used by landlords or sometimes people for nefarious purposes. It can just be utilized by anyone. What Incogni does for you is it goes out and it finds where your personal data is stored, and then it asks them legally to remove them for you. This is a process which, if you were to do it as an individual, it would take up lots of your time, lots of individual emails. Incogni does it for you with a form and a click of a button. To give you an example, I remarked that I was getting lots of spam email, and I was wondering how it was happening, a little bit oblivious to the mechanics of that. I signed up to Incogni, and this will happen to you if you do the same. They sent me a report and showed me a list of every data broker that had my information, and it was over 70. And then by filling in the form and clicking a button, they went and had all of that information removed on my behalf. What you'll get once you do that is regular updates, which will look something like this. And they will continue to do it on your behalf and continue to prevent it to happen as long as you're using the service. So if you find yourself having a cluttered email, or you're worried about your information being publicly available if you live in the US, you should sign up to Incogni. And if you do, please use my referral code, which is incogni.com/Richard. If you do that, you will get a 60% discount on Incogni, which will make it just $5.99 for the annual plan. Anyway, thanks very much for supporting the channel by doing that, and let's get back to the video. The announcement was made on LinkedIn, on Astralis's LinkedIn page. It said Nicola Nyom has stepped down from the role of CEO, returning to his role as a board member of Astralis and other outside projects. Jakob Hansson has accepted to step in as interim CEO, previously having held the role of CFO of Astralis since November 2019. Jakob is a strong candidate, possessing the qualifications and industry insights to operate Astralis in the upcoming period. And just like that, he was gone, right? Out the door. Now, what's strange about this, though, is when you go to the Astralis website, and remember, they were like a publicly traded company. Remember, they float in. They're generally good with doing press releases because you have to be, like, you know, transparent, explain everything you're doing. But in general, the one, if I had to give faint praise to Astralis, I'd say they've always been pretty good with a press release. It's not always, the contents aren't always truthful, but they do the press releases and they get them out. Sometimes they work against them. Sometimes they have to change them. Sometimes they just straight up delete them, as we've found. But, you know, they generally get one out, right? They generally do it. And so I go to the Astralis place where you would usually find these, like, types of announcements, you know, and this kind of thing. They don't outline, there's nothing outlining why, you know? Like, you just go through, having a look. Whoop. Yeah, whoa, I can be an investor, or we're delisting, or why did that happen? Usually, they put out, you know, like, a reason why, you know, like, a little, you know, again, you say thank you, right? I mean, it seems significant if Nicola Nyom's standing down. Nicola Nyom has been synonymous with Astralis for pretty much since their inception. I mean, you know, Astralis was his favourite toy in a lot of ways. And yet, here he is, standing down. There isn't a lengthy press release. By the way, you know, the announcement was made on the 4th of October. I'm recording this on the 15th of October before I fly out to Finland. And still nothing. Not a send-off interview, a send-off press release, a little video, you know, something commemorative, you know, thanks for breathing life into our organization. None of that. Bit weird, right? HLTV covered it, obviously. It started on the Danish HLTV vertical and then moved on to this. Astralis CEO Nicola Nyom steps down. And you will notice again, there's just no quotes. Like, this is a Danish publication that quite famously has always had the ins with Astralis up until recently when they petulantly got pissed off about them criticizing the blast. You know, you see, it links to the LinkedIn page. It says that co-founder Nicola Nyom is stepping down from his role as CEO, but he will stay on the board. The news comes in a wake of a string of controversies that struck the Danish team in the last year. Questions were raised over their conduct in the Yabby and Staun transfers from Heroic. I mean, not questions. We all know what you did there. It's fine, I guess. You know, not the first time you've engaged in a little bit of sabotage of Heroic, is it? More recently, the team was heavily criticised over their use of Kasper Kadie and Muller as an emergency substitute for Blastfall Final. Yeah, I mean, you caused a fucking media blackout from the IGLs, from one of your business partners who are about to go into a new circuit that I'm sure your team would like to be playing at. Anyway, a little write-up about all the things he achieved, but not even a quote. Not even a quote from the organisation. Not even a quote from Nicola Nyom himself. That's strange. This is not normally. This isn't how it works. You go to the Great One's Twitter. There it is. Now, the tweets are from 2021, but his bio, it's changed. And I can assure you, this is his last tweet. We should have been faster with the follow-up on Bro. That was it. He hasn't tweeted out. Thanks for all the memories. It was great to help build this. It's just weird. After all these years. After all this time. Now, I have a theory. I think it's a work. I think it's a work. Because one of the things that we've always criticized Astralis for is that there's bad behavior after bad behavior, lie after lie, you know, rule breaking after rule breaking, and no one is ever held accountable. Well, as I pointed out in previous videos, accountability usually looks like a senior person standing down, right? That's how it works. As a CEO, you know, to paraphrase Stringer Bell, the great Stringer Bell, who I'm sure Nicola Nyholm is a fucking admirer of. The CEO gets paid the big money because they're the ones that got to fall on their sword when shit goes wrong. And that's how it works. Yeah, makes total sense. You get paid the big money, but ultimately the buck stops with you. And too many failures, and you're out. You're out of that sweet, sweet executive fucking life. Gone. Bye. And so, there's two ways to interpret what's happened. And first is this. I'll also reference another great TV show. Back when Tony Soprano gave up being boss so Uncle Junior could have it. That was just because it was going to, A, avert any ramifications for it. But ultimately, Junior was the lightning rod and Tony was the real guy running the shit. And lo and behold, Nicola Nyholm stands down, goes onto the board. There's no big announcement, no big drama, no official press release. He stays on the board, though. And look, we got this new CEO guy. And by the way, this is totally, totally a response to all the bad things that have happened. Look, we've held ourselves accountable. We've held ourselves accountable in the highest way. And so my theory is this. I think ultimately Nicola Nyholm is still going to run things. It's Nicola Nyholm. It's Astralis. I can't ever see him ever not being influential in Danish esports and particularly around Astralis and their fortunes. You know, he fucking founded them. He built it. But also by having him just on the board, not the CEO, he's no longer the face or the voice of any of these decisions. He's never going to be the person being blamed for it. He's never going to be the person pointed to. His problem, in a lot of ways, was that he was too public-facing. People knew who to blame when things went wrong. They knew who to criticize when things went wrong. You could always lay it on Nicola Nyholm's doorstep because we all knew his name. We all knew his face. We all knew who he was. Because he never shut the fuck up. He never shut the fuck up. And he never stopped trying shit. He never stopped trying to be the motherfucking puppet master. So, that's my theory. I think he's still going to be running shit, still be influential. And this new guy's essentially a patsy, a lightning rod, whatever term you want to use. And obviously, it's a bit like kayfabe. He just fucking goes out, pretends to be the CEO. It's like Tyler Durden. I'll keep referencing movies and TV. You know, he's going to be talking. This new CEO's Ed Norton. Nicola Nyholm's Brad Pitt. That's my theory. That's what I believe. Because I've been around Astralis for too long. I've covered Astralis for too long. Dishonesty is baked into their brand. But there's another theory. Another reading. Nicola Nyholm is a pretty big celebrity in Denmark. By, you know, these kind of like standards that we traffic in over in esports. He's been on the equivalent of Dragon's Den in Denmark. People recognize him. They know who he is. He's also got access to government money, access to capital. He knows the people, you know, that make these things work. He knows the people that put money into these things. He knows how to get investment money, knows how to get seed money. So it's entirely possible. He's just fucking bored of being called a piece of shit by some bald fucking man-child every fucking week, isn't he? He's probably bored as well of just the general incompetence at Astralis. It can't be good. I imagine Nicola Nyholm is competent. I want that on the record. I never thought he was incompetent. I think he's competent. But I think his problem is he surrounds himself with incompetent yes men. And that is a fatal flaw if you ever want to truly be successful. But it's a flaw that a lot of successful people fall into because a lot of successful people are narcissists, and narcissists love to be told they're the best thing since sliced fucking bread, and all their ideas are golden, even when it's clear that they're not. So it is entirely possible that he's just had enough. He's surrounded by chucklehead management. You know, he was the guy who brought Casper Hit in. What a fucking disaster that turned out to be. I was really impressed with Casper. He even talked about how seating arrangements on the team bus matter. In esports, blood. So, yeah, it is entirely possible he's just pissed off. And he's staying on the board because staying on the board means equity. And staying on the board means, you know, you get a vote, you get a say. But I can imagine him getting bored of running this fucking team as well. My theory is he's going to stay in charge. But if he turned around and told me, nah, I've just had enough, I'd also believe him. But he's gone. Will we hear from him again? Will we hear about him ever again? Who knows? Well, I imagine one day there's going to be a press release or a HLTV post, and it's just going to be somehow Nyholm has returned. That's what I think. After years of covering them. Another film reference. I'm going to keep doing it. But it's crazy. Now, look, this is unrelated to the broader topic, but I'm going to just tack this on because I'll never miss an opportunity to shit on Astralis, and this references a previous video. You remember, because I'm so, like, you know, I'm such a hack fraud, I was able to get the official substitutes list for Astralis at ESL Pro League when they said it was totally inconceivable that they could have registered actual subs at Blast and they must, due to an emergency, play with their new lineup. Yet the tournament previously, before they negotiated for Cadian, they registered three Academy players, but they also registered their director of performance, or whatever fucking title he's got now, called fucking Kasper Strauber, right? And he's the guy that had Device on HLTV, and he's the guy who fucking told all the lies. He was the guy that fully endorsed Device's IGL, which was a fucking disaster. And he was also registered as a sub. And I was like, well, that's just an insult to the Academy player you could have had in place of you. But also, like, what a weird thing to do. What a weird thing to do. But anyway, I wanted to know if there was, like, maybe he was secretly good at the game, and, like, actually, you know, he was a dude who played, and it actually wouldn't be the worst if he played for you. So I went, and remember, he used the name Pivi, P1VI. Now, I don't know if that's meant to be, like, Player 1 Vi, Pivi, P1VI. I don't know. It's a shit name, isn't it? It's obviously his gamer name. And I went, and I thought, like, I'll just have a look and see if he's played anywhere, you know. And lo and behold, he's got a Faceit account. Ah, okay, right. So, listen, I'm not saying Faceit levels the be all and end all, obviously, right? I think my old account, Louise Hench, that I abandoned, was like a level 4 or 5 back from when I used to play Faceit with the guys. I don't play the game, I don't give a fuck. So I went and had a look. This was his CSGO. And as you can see, he's level 1 with 670 ELO and a 40% win rate over 279 matches, right? This is how he ended CSGO, right? Now, I'm going to be real with you. Level 1 is impossibly bad. Like, it's impossibly bad. It's like, you know, 3, 4, round about there, you're just kind of bad at the game, you know, slow reaction, shit PC, whatever it might be, you know, right? I don't even think you start at 1, right? You start at 4. There you go, right? So to get to level 1, the only people who get to level 1 are, like, griefers, people that want to, like, smurf against absolute shitters for fun. It's like you're inting. But obviously that'd be really bad if he was going around and inting in his games as a person associated with Astralis. Now, it's okay. We play CS2 now. Right? You can see he's got up to a lofty level 5, right? A lofty level 5 with nearly 1,200 ELO across 414 games with a steady 50% win rate. But putting yourself down, this is going to really surprise you guys. That is still nowhere near pro level. Now, I'm pretty sure if you look at some of those games, you're going to see that he's playing with some people. And you're going to be like, what? But this is fine. All of which is to say, why would this guy ever fucking put himself down as a sub? Why would you do that? Why would that be allowed? Why would anyone think that's okay? Like, not even in an emergency. You would go with Rugger, which, by the way, was the whole problem at Blast, that you refused to do that. Rugger used to be a pro player. Pivi has never been a pro player. Do you know what this tells me? By him having his name down there. That, honestly, he does have some insane grandiose fantasy about, like, one day, like, they're going to get fucking absolutely ravaged by, like, some new COVID outbreak, and the only survivor's going to be, like, Deather, and it's going to be, like, three or four of the team, and he's going to say, like, oh, man, all the academy players got fucking wiped. I'm the only one left. I'll have to be the fifth. And he's going to go in, and Astralis is not going to battle through. And he's not going to do good, but he's going to, like, he's going to get, like, 10 kills, 12 kills. And everyone's going to go, wow, this Pivy's okay. Who's this Pivy? And he's going to go, it was I, Kasper Strauber, the whole time. And this is ridiculous. And it's just fucking ridiculous that you would do this and put yourself down. And as I said, personally, I think this is an absolute diabolical endorsement of CS2. If somebody can go from being an actual level 1 face it player in CSGO to being level 5 in CS2, there you go, guys. I'm with you now. The game's shit. He's a bad player being propped up by Subtick, which is bad for reasons I can't explain because I'm a moron and I don't know what Subtick is. But Subtick is surely to blame. You were right, Reddit. Anyway, I had to tack that bit on at the end to really just, like, stretch this out for the YouTube monetization. Because in the absence of Astralis or Nicola Nyom saying anything, there really isn't anything more to add except, you know, okay, it's a sad day for me. Nicola Nyom stepping down as CEO. It's always good to have him as a sparring partner out there. I'm really going to push when I get back from Espoo. I promise I won't call it Espoo on broadcast. I know it's Espoo. Espoo. Because they say it like that, don't they? That's how Finnish people talk. I'm going to push to try and get Nicola Nyom to come on the podcast that I haven't done an episode of in about 6 months. I'm going to try. It would bang. And I honestly think it would be a lot of fun. As I said, when I had a beer with him, we understood. We understood the game. It was like having a kick around with the Germans in World War One. It's Christmas Day. Oh, yeah. Come here, Engländer. Come here. You spiel again football, yeah? Spiel again football. Here, mate. Crikey, I think... Crikey. Don't even know that's... age, year appropriate. They're bloody playing football in German and that, like. Do you reckon we could have a kick around? Just get that white flag up there. Yeah, England, I come here, yeah. That's what it was like. Except we didn't play football. We had a beer. So, yeah, I think it would be in the good spirit of it. I hope he does it. We need answers. The world needs answers. I need answers. But yeah, rip to a real one, I guess.